tried to interview people who have had themselves or whose family have had an impact on the history of Haines.
Local history is revived with advances in restoration technology. And Skagway voters go to the polls Tuesday. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. To date, almost 700 charter businesses and individuals have applied for a federal permit to continue leading guided halibut trips in Southeast and the Central Gulf of Alaska. That's almost 200 more businesses than the National Marine Fisheries Service says will qualify. NMFS program manager Tracy Buck says many people who started a charter business after the qualifying years are applying for a permit just in case.
Most people want to remain in business, so they're getting their applications in on time so that their circumstances can be considered.
To qualify, charter operators must document a minimum number of fishing trips during 2008. They also have to show they were leading charters in either 2004 or 2005. Buck says operators can still receive a permit if they didn't fish during the qualifying years, but they'll have to show it was due to conditions outside their control.
It could be illness. There is a specific provision if you were called to active duty, a vessel that broke down, that may qualify, but there's really a burden on the person claiming that to show their intent was to participate, that the circumstance was unique to them, and that they have since gone into operating in the charter business.
The permits will be required starting in February 2011. The license program was instituted for the charter sector after sport fishermen exceeded their guideline harvest level several years in a row. Skagway citizens will vote this week whether or not to increase property tax exemptions for senior citizens. Polls are open Tuesday for registered voters who will decide if they want to increase the cap by $100,000 to $250,000 total. Borough Manager Tom Smith.
And the proposition itself, senior citizen property tax exemption. Shall the municipality of Skagway increase the senior citizen property tax exemption level from $150,000 to $250,000 for primary residences within the municipality of Skagway Borough while still retaining the requirements of Alaska Statute 29.45? Yes or no?
In early January, the Skagway Assembly passed the ordinance that sent this issue to election. At that time, seniors attending assembly meetings said this type of tax exemption is helpful to seniors who are often on a fixed income. 56% of Skagway's residential properties are owned by senior citizens. The tax exemption limit hasn't changed since 1984, when a $150,000 cap was put into law. The exemption would only apply to owned residential property, not rented property, and does not apply to commercial property. Voting booths are open Tuesday in Skagway at City Hall. Borough Clerk Marge Harris.
Polls open at 7 a.m., close at 8 p.m. Identification can be driver's license, voter registration card, anything that identifies them as being who they are.
The Haynesboro School Board reviews the school's FY11 budget this week in a regular meeting on Tuesday night. The meeting will also cover personnel changes, including the recent resignation of music teacher Matt McCauley and two new hires. The regular meeting is open to the public and is held in the Haynes High School open area at 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 6th. The sights and sounds of Tlingit events from the last 50 years are coming more to life, thanks to certain advances in restoration technology and the museums that are using them. Video and audio of Klukwan dancers and lecturers are part of 40 recordings that were recently transferred to DVD and CD at Juneau's Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Zachary Jones is an archivist there.
They talk about the culture and tell things that are important to the Tlingit heritage.
The videos and audio recordings date between 1965 and 1975 and were previously off-limits due to their obsolete format. But the Institute was able to reformat them to a more modern style that museum patrons can use themselves. The material includes interviews with Tlingit elders, a totem pole raising ceremony in Cake, Elder Johnny C. Jackson speaking and singing about clan history, and Klukwan Tlingit dancing and lectures.
Overall, a lot of these recordings document and show Tlingit culture in action. People are dancing, they're singing their clan songs, they're doing these things for their descendants and for their people, so they can learn and know these things.
The recordings were all on open reels of film, 17 audio-visual and 23 audio. Audio-visual restoration technology is making it possible to bring archived material within the public's reach all over the world.
Since we've been able to reformat them now and make them available in DVD or CD, it makes them accessible for the public. People can now learn from these, use them, and they can be great educational tools.
Simultaneously, Northern Lynn Canal historians are taking advantage of modern restoration techniques. For example, the Sheldon Museum and Cultural Center in Haines is making moves similar to the Institute's to enliven history for patrons.
The museum's been doing oral history since the 1980s.
Jerry Clark is the director of the Sheldon Museum.
And most of these have been on audio tape. Some of them are video. And because of the format, the big cassette tapes and the little cassette tapes for audio haven't been really conducive to having the public come in and listen to them, although we do have many transcriptions that people can come in and read. And C.J. Jones and Dan Henry were working a couple of years ago on a grant through KHNS to digitize some of the oral histories, making them a little more accessible. And we are working right now on a grant through the Alaska Humanities Forum to get back to doing oral histories. We've hired a transcriber, and these histories will be downloaded onto a nice Apple computer that was donated for our oral history program.
Transcribed oral histories are always at the Sheldon, and Clark says they hope to have the audio format on hand by this fall.
Anytime they can come in and read the oral histories, but it's nice to hear the voices of the actual interviewees.
Film is not yet available to the Haines public in the way that audio soon will be, but the museum hopes that within the next few years, they'll have the right equipment and software to digitize video and make it available on the public computer.
And a long-term plan is to use some of these voices in some of the exhibits that we have. A Tlingit elder telling a story having to do with hunting or potlatches or dancing and singing, maybe some Tlingit voices singing with some of the Tlingit exhibits, and someone reading from a diary of a Fort Seward soldier or a gold miner. Kind of enhance the exhibits and make them a little more real.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau used a worldwide company called Preservation Technologies, which specializes in care and preservation of recordings, to make the most recent batch of 40 transfers. The Sheldon Museum, on the other hand, does a lot of their upgrade work in-house.
We now have digital recorders that we can use that save time, and there's software now where you can use them to transfer the tape to the computer in a digital form. So
things
we
just
now
keep
have
better
digital
and better
recorders
technology
that we can use that saves time. And there's software now where you can use them to transfer the tape to the computer in a digital form. So things just keep getting better and better for technology.
The Institute's collection of recently restored recordings is in Juneau, open to the public Monday through Friday. The Sheldon Museum's collection in Haines is open to the public Monday through Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. during the winter. The museum expands to summer hours in mid-May.
Yeah, we have some Austin Hammond and Joe Hotch, and we have several hundred, actually. Many residents of Haines, Tlingit and non-Tlingit, who we no longer have with us. And we're trying now to get some of the other people. CJ just finished an oral history with the Lapham family, Pete and his sisters, and Maisie Jones and Marsha Hotch is doing some oral histories in Klukwan that we're going to add to this collection, and they'll have copies as well in Klukwan. People that started businesses here, since it's been going on since the 80s, and we've tried to interview people who have had themselves or whose family have had an impact on the history of Haines, or who have experienced the history of Haines.
Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. KHNS Local News, every weekday at 5:30 p.m. and on weekday mornings at 6:49 and 7:49 a.m. Then a review of the week's top local news stories is heard every Saturday during Glen Canal Weekend on KHNS.